McLean and this offense. And look, Juan Soto, I know Juan Soto is going to be a talking point here. He's having an incredible stretch, and he's going to end up having a typical, very, you know, great Juan Soto season. This is who Juan Soto is. Like, this is who Juan Soto is. And what he's doing right now is what we kind of expected. Now, you can't do it all year long. But the fact of the matter is, Juan Soto had not been this impactful for most of the year, while still putting up good numbers, while still having a fairly, you know, typical, maybe slightly down for a lot of the beginning part of the year type of season for Juan Soto. He was deserving of being an all-star. There was no reason why he shouldn't have been. He's a great player, worth every penny, if you can be worth $765 million. If anyone is, it's him. And he's finally starting to carry the team, and this team has been on fire. And offensively, it's just everybody. It's just everybody. And you know what? I mean, me and Fleegs are probably going to both have to do. I mean, McNeil is having a great year. I mean, I've been critical of Jeff McNeil. He is having a tremendous year. And this offense right now is on fire. And they're hoping to carry this team. We talked about it yesterday. To me, obviously, right now you feel good about the offense. Yeah, you know, Winker, I guess, is down for the year. Who cares? I feel bad for him, but I don't think it's anything that's going to impact this team. You've got Taylor, who's on the IL right now, so you're playing Mullins every day. That's fine, too, if everybody's going to hit the way they're hitting. But you expect this offense to be close to what it is right now. It's the rotation. And to watch McLean come up yesterday and do what he did in this game, where early on, he is all over the place. He doesn't have his control. He's walking guys. He gets one bad call against him that should have been strike three. That leads to a base hit and a run. And you're thinking, okay, this is going to be the one where he gets it. He's going to have to struggle here. He's going to have to find himself. And, I mean, immediately, he's able to find himself, settle in. Now, the runs help, no doubt. And they've been able to really jump on these teams early and often and get out to these leads, especially with the young kids on the mound. McLean and Tong in his one start got an enormous amount of run. And they scored a ton of runs for him. But to have him settle in the way he did, I mean, he's just an impressive young man. He's just for that to be your fourth start going up against the best team in the American League, at least record-wise, coming off a win yesterday, the team looking, you know, to get back into it. You don't have anything. You're walking people. You fall behind in the game. And then to suddenly flip the switch and find something, going relying on your fastball until you find your secondary stuff, that is veteran-type pitching. That is the kind of pitching that you can point to and look to. And as yesterday, I was clamoring. They put out videos of me. I think they harped on one line about me talking about the payroll. My point yesterday was, I'm nervous going into a postseason series with all these young kids that I'm relying on in the rotation. That was my point yesterday. And I still think, I don't know what, you know, I'm still looking to find Senga or Manaea. To me, that's what I'm trying to do. I don't want to give up on them because I feel like I need one of them to find their kind of season that they had last year. Or at least Senga missed all of last year, but Senga beginning part of this year before the injury when he had an under 2 ERA. I'm looking to find one of those two guys to help bolster a playoff roster, to help bolster a playoff rotation. Because I kind of trust Peterson, although he's pitching to damn near a 7 ERA in the month of August over his last six starts. I still feel somewhat confident in him. I feel like Clay Holmes is another guy that, you know, has not been great, has not been terrible, reaching innings limits and all that, but it just feels like you're relying so much on McLean. Right now, you can envision Tong pitching into a postseason series if he pitches well. And it's just a scary notion for me to head into a postseason series right now with a talented left-handed pitcher who's been good for the last 2 years but is on a six-game stretch where he's not pitching well, a former reliever who you've done an incredible job with transitioning to a starter but is going to be at innings limits he hasn't seen in his career already, let alone in a month from now, and then a couple of young kids. It just makes me nervous. But that's the kind of start from McLean where that starts to ease the nerves. That's a kind of start where I feel much like, again, we're learning about this young kid. We know he can be, we know he's got good stuff. You know, he can step onto a mound and a roster, a team that hasn't seen him yet. He's got good enough stuff to fool some people, but word's going to get around. There's going to be a ton of film on him between now and the end of the season. There's already talks, which I think is 100% right, to take him off the six-man rotation and just pitch him every fifth day. That's how good he is. That's what he's comfortable with. That's what he's been doing at the minor league level. Pitch him every fifth day. But that's the kind of start where I'll start to feel better about a young kid. Because this wasn't just, I have my good stuff. You haven't seen me. I'm going to throw it past you. I'm going to fool you. I'm going to give you something you haven't seen. This was a kid who's struggling. This was a guy who started the game without his best stuff and found it, settled in, and became the dominant pitcher he's been. That's the kind of outing that you can start to bank on. And like, that's the one I put in the memory bank of, if I need him in a tough spot in a postseason game, I know he can find himself. I know he can find himself. And if you're going to rely on him and maybe Tong, or, we'll see what happens with Sproat, or what they're going to do with Sanga and Manaea, it's not easy. But those are the kind of starts from a young kid that make me feel a hell of a lot better about going into a postseason series relying on young starters who, let's be honest, it's not even like they're rookies. They've hardly pitched. I mean, they've hardly pitched. They got called up in August. Tong's going to make his second start. It's not even like they've had the full rookie season like a Will Warren. And I'm not saying they're Will Warren. McLean has proven to be better than Will Warren over these four starts. But I'm saying at least Will Warren had the full season. There's a handful of starts from a young kid, but that's the kind of start yesterday. And again, the run support definitely helps. But to not have it and find it, that's what you're looking for. Anyone can go out there with their best stuff. Most pitchers can. Even young kids without a lot of experience. They go out there with their best stuff and location. Clearly, he's got good enough stuff to dominate. That's not easy, but that's something where, okay, he's got good stuff. He's a good young pitcher. They haven't seen him. It makes sense. But to go out there and not have his good stuff, be all over the place a little bit, and then zone in, figure out, hey, I'll just put aside my secondary stuff, see if I can get through, especially with the lead, get through the next inning or so, find it, and then go back to it, try and work it in slowly. That's veteran-type command. That's veteran-type know-how, and that's what you're looking for if you're going to throw them in a big postseason series where you got to win two out of three in a wild card series because it feels unlikely you're going to win this division. So the offense is answering every question it could possibly answer. There's almost that you know how good it can be. You've got obviously Alonso hitting two home runs in this game, Soto becoming Soto, McNeil having a great stretch, Vientos turning hopefully back into the player he was at the end of last season. Like, you feel good about the offense. It's just a matter of them doing it in the big spot, which right now you feel good about. It's the rotation, it's the bullpen. And McLean went a long way into making me feel a hell of a lot better about going into this series with young kids.